I grew up in the Eastern time zone. I now live in the Pacific time zone. And what's weird, living out there, when anybody from the Eastern time zone leaves a voice message, they always feel they have to compute the time difference. I'm always getting messages, hey, Brian, it's 4 o'clock my time. That's 1 o'clock your time. I know what time it is where I am. I have a friend who does that all the time. He recently left this message. Brian, do me a favor, call me back. I'm going to be out for about 20 minutes my time. That's just call me back. When I was a kid, it was weird learning about time zones, learning that there were 24 around the world. I looked at a globe and saw all the lines met at the top, and I thought, what time is it up there? Could you put your hand on the pole and walk around? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
WRJN Radio. I was just thinking, don't we spring ahead this Sunday, 2 a.m.? I think so. I think this is the big spring ahead time change thing. I gotta double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's this Sunday at 10 a.m. Hope it doesn't screw up the Academy Awards Sunday night. Don't want anything screwing that up. Half the people won't show up on time because they didn't set their clocks right. Don't want that happening. Forecast calling for rain today and tonight. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow. And turning partly sunny in the afternoon. Tomorrow, highs 42. Sunny with a high of 44 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy and 42 degrees in Racine. Today at 7:06, Rick Teller is going to be here, Deputy Chief for the Racine Police Department, and we'll be talking about the summer camp called the Royal Family Kids Camp. We have an auction going on right now for Bucks Celtic tickets, 4 tickets with the whole VIP treatment. So you can, we'll tell you how you can bid on those and help kids go to summer camp this year. Tell you all about that. 7:06 this morning. Also, Brett Hoffman's coming by from Marcus Theaters at 7:30. We're going to do our Academy Award picks and then sports at 7:50 with Mike Clemens. Eleven at WRJN Radio. Hey, I got some good news. You ready for this? We have some brand new foods hitting the grocery store shelves. I don't know if it's this week, next week, or in the future weeks. Some of the, two of these, I have three of them. Two of the three don't sound too bad. Cheez-It flavored Hidden Valley Ranch. Doesn't sound bad at all. I like Cheez-Its. I like ranch dressing. Maybe two together will be good. How about this? Grilled cheese flavored Campbell's tomato soup. I like grilled cheese. I like tomato soup. That might be good. Here's the one I got a problem with. Meatless Oscar Mayer hot dogs called Not Hot Dogs. I don't like that name, Not Hot Dogs. Too negative sounding. Not Hot Dogs. If it's not hot dogs, what is it? You know, tell us what it is. I know what it's not. What is it? All right, so two of those three don't sound too bad. Grilled cheese flavored Campbell's tomato soup. Huh. Wonder when it's coming. They don't tell you when it's coming out. Say it's soon to hit grocery store shelves. Gotta look out for that. Yeah, I'll give it a try. I give new things a try. Except, you know, not hot dogs. Forbes released their list of the highest paid actors of 2023. It's a bit ironic that the number one position is held by someone that never had a movie in theaters in 2023. Adam Sandler, he's number one. You can thank Netflix for that one. He made $73 million off Netflix. Margot Robbie, $59 million, all from the Barbie movie. Tom Cruise came in next at number three. Then there's a tie for number four, Matt Damon and Ryan Gosling. Jennifer Aniston, number six. What did she have in theaters last year? Jennifer Aniston. Huh. Number seven was a tie, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jason Statham. Ben Affleck, number nine. And Denzel Washington, number 10. You know, Denzel's coming to Broadway. We'll talk about that later on. Yeah, he's going to be in a Broadway play. Can you imagine getting tickets for that thing? How hard it's going to be? Okay, so this guy in Kentucky hit the lottery for $150,000. Doesn't sound like a lot, right? Yeah, you get these multi-million dollar winners. $150,000 is chump change, right? Well, not for this guy. He said for the first time in his life, he is completely debt-free. His plans? To spend the rest of this year fishing. I guess accumulating debt. But that's the plan. I don't owe anybody any money. I'm going to go fishing. You know, you got to envy somebody like that. That's all he's going to do for this whole year. Go fishing. All right, good for him. A woman in Michigan got into a fender bender and her dog, this is an amazing story, and her dog, a three-year-old pit bull mix named Aries, jumped out and ran away. She was panic-stricken, worried the dog might get hit by a car or go missing. But she got a call a short time later after Aries ran straight to her doggy daycare 1 mile down the road. Is that a smart dog or what? I'm going to I don't care. You got a fender bender. You better take care of that. I'm going to doggy daycare. I got plans today. I got to play with some other dogs. You go deal with your insurance company. Good for that dog. Aries, what a smart dog. This is almost unbelievable, this next story. A lot of people got frostbite during the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game on January 13th, where the temperature was -4 with a wind chill of -27 degrees at kickoff. Many of those people need to have their limbs amputated now. Is that a shocking story or what? You go to a football game and now you get your legs or arms amputated because of frostbite? Whoa. How did that happen? Police in Canada investigating a bizarre incident involving a man who drove his car into the water Monday. I'll tell you how smart this genius was. He did it because a live streamer paid him to do it. It's unclear what the price was. Now, unless it's anything short of $1 million, this guy's an idiot. He could have been killed, but he put his life on the line because some live streamer paid him to do it. Showbiz news, Denzel Washington, we mentioned he's going to be on Broadway. Him and Jake Gyllenhaal are starring in Othello on Broadway. Could you imagine how hard that ticket's going to get? That's going to be up there in price. TV series based on John Wick and Twilight are in the works now. Very little is known about either, but the Twilight ones are going to be animated. Anne Hathaway plays a 40-year-old single mom who falls for a 24-year-old boy band superstar in The Idea of You. That sounds interesting. Wouldn't mind seeing that. Tim Allen back on the small screen. He'll star in a new comedy for ABC called Shifting Gears. He'll play a widowed owner of a classic car restoration shop. Tim Allen, always reliable, funny guy. A list of the 30 most popular cereals in 2004. Oh, by the way, I mentioned yesterday, we missed it, was National Cereal Day. We have a comedy bit coming up later about cereal that's pretty funny. But yesterday was National Cereal Day. It skipped by me. I don't know how it did. All right, based on Google searches, these are the most popular cereals. Number one is Rice Krispies. You got to be kidding me. There's absolutely no flavor in Rice Krispies. followed by Cheerios, unless it's Honey Nut Cheerios. Again, there's no flavor in those things. Chex, Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, same thing. Special K, another cereal that has no taste to it whatsoever. But here's my favorite, number five. You'll always find this on the shelves at the Rosen household. My wife never touches it, but I love it. Lucky Charms. You have to admit, they are magically delicious. Ooh, I love Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. And you know what those marshmallows are called in Lucky Charms? There's a name for them. They're called Marbits. I know, they have a name. Marbits. Someone is trying to sell the viral Dune 2 popcorn bucket for over $800 on eBay. You know how you get those big plastic buckets for popcorn at the theater? Sometimes they put ads on them. Well, this is the Dune 2 bucket. Some of them are going for $100 or less, though, on eBay. It was sold by AMC Theaters for $24.99 if you wanted to get the, you know, original one and skip the eBay way of doing it. All right, we're welcoming country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. You want to go? All right, got some tickets now waiting for you at 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Joining Riley Green on the main stage August 7th, fellow country sensation Avriana. You can get the tickets at wistatefair.com, or you can win a pair right now at 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. I know it's early. I know your eyes are bleary, but let's face it. Everybody wakes up and plays with their cell phone as soon as they open their eyes in the morning, right? Is there anybody who's got a landline? Matter of fact, when you call in here, you'll be calling a landline, by the way. We actually have them. That's what we use. You got to use a landline for radio. All right, 262-634-9756. I'll take the first call to give you a pair of tickets. As a matter of fact, I'll take the first two callers and give them each a pair of tickets. How does that sound? 262-634-9756. And we'll get to the phones in just a moment. It's 618 WRJN Radio. Rain today with a high near 41. Rain tonight, lows 34. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow. This is not snow, by the way. Just snow that falls down and melts. Then turning partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs 42. Sunday gorgeous. Sunny with a high near 44. Right now, cloudy. 42 degrees at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Simon & Schuster Publishing Empire. Carly Simon, 621 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us here on this Friday morning, the last Friday in Standard Time. We do go to Daylight Savings Time on Sunday, 2 a.m. You know, I was going to look that up. I'm pretty sure. Well, let me just look it up right now real quickly, because I said I was going to do it, and I didn't do it. All right, let's see here. Got my calendar. Whoops, that's not the right calendar. Hold on. Yeah, Daylight Savings Time kicks in on Sunday, March 10th, 2 a.m. There you go. So, yeah, it is this Sunday. The Academy Awards coming up Monday. We're going to have the movie mom in here, Nell Minow. She is a nationally known movie reviewer. She goes to all the film festivals, knows everything about movies, has seen all the nominations. And we're going to talk post-Academy Awards with Nell Minow on Monday morning. Can't wait to get her in here and talk about all the snubs and the winners and the losers. You know, one of the comedians, and I'll probably mention this again on Monday, one of the comedians who was hosting the Academy Awards once, I don't know if it was Billy Crystal or Steve Martin, one of those two, said, it's really interesting that you've got to put all your jokes up front. Start with everything at the beginning of the Academy Awards and decrease the jokes as the show goes on. Because when you first start, everybody's excited in the audience. And as the night progresses, the audience is filling up with losers. And losers don't want to laugh. And they're very unreceptive to your jokes. So get all your jokes up front while you still have people in there that aren't losers. Remember, for every one winner, there are four losers. So that audience fills up fast with losers. And the winners go backstage when they're being interviewed, so the losers stay behind. So that's why he said you got to put your best stuff up forward. You like cheese? Hey, you're in Wisconsin. Of course you like cheese. Do you like it a lot? A study's looking at people to eat cheese every night for 3 months to see if there's any truth to the theory that cheese before bed causes nightmares. I know what it does cause. You can have cheese every night. You can have problems with constipation, but you can have. You'll be paid $1,000. Researchers in Japan have a new type of alarm that prevents you from daydreaming. It tracks your brain waves and plays a tone when it senses your mind is wandering. They're hopeful it's something we'll all want to use at work and not be forced to use at work. All right. Albert Einstein was so sure he was going to win a Nobel Prize, he included the prize money in a divorce settlement 3 years before he won it. I didn't know that Albert Einstein was divorced. Afraid of your dog getting lost someday? Check this out. A one-year-old Australian shepherd got swept away in floodwaters in California. Firefighters were able to track him and eventually save him because the owner had an Apple iTag on his collar. You know, it's so easy to track people these days. You know, you could obviously by Find My Phone, you could do that. But I bought a bunch of AirTags one day. Gave them to my son for Christmas. I don't know if he used them on anything. But it attaches to your keys. If you can't find your keys, go on your phone. It'll tell you exactly where your keys are. Sports news. NASCAR drivers have to wear fire-resistant underwear and socks. Officials say they can reduce the risk of burning anything important on you in the event of a fire. You want to protect some special parts in case of a fire. All right, your tax dollars hard at work. The lights have been on at a Massachusetts school for over a year because no one could turn them off. There was a software glitch in the system, and they've been on 24/7 ever since. Nobody can figure out how to shut the light. How about taking out the bulbs? Unscrew the bulbs. That'll shut the lights off. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Look at the dates on that. Okay. Yeah, it's been off. They've been on for a year. Let's see. What's your thoughts on this one? There was a post on Reddit about a woman who didn't like the photos from her wedding. So get this. She is planning a second wedding to try to get them right. And get this. She wants her family to pay for it since she is blaming them for the bad pictures. I didn't particularly care for my pictures at our wedding. We got somebody who really, I don't think, was a professional photographer. I mean, she captured the moments, but they weren't like good posed wedding pictures. I didn't like them. But it is what it is. And we captured the moments of our wedding, which, you know, you look at them now and you say, oh, yeah, yeah, look at that person. Yeah, I guess it was okay, but you know, they weren't the best pictures. But this woman didn't like them at all. Second wedding just to get better pictures. All right, here are six weird things you can rent. Legos. You can rent Legos? Designer dresses. That one I knew. It's like renting a tuxedo. You can rent a dress. Artwork. Yes, I know that. Goats to eat your grass. That I didn't know. Wedding cakes. You can rent a wedding cake? It's probably a fake cake because you can't rent the cake, eat it, and return it. This is the one that people are going to go, what? Caskets for funerals. Now, it's not as weird as you think. If you cannot afford a nice casket, What you do is you rent a really nice one. People come look at you in the box. And, oh, look at, well, he looks so young. He looks so real. Yeah, with all the rouge and makeup, he looked real. And they'll notice what a nice casket is. When everybody leaves and it's all over, they put you in the cardboard box and they bury it, or whatever it is, paper mache box. But you rent the casket for the funeral where you look really good. Then they, you know, put you in the pick and save bag after that. But it's not as weird as you think. Let's talk about your resume. Planning to get a job? Here are some things we think are important but are not important on resumes, like keeping it under 2 pages. Having volunteering experience. Nice to have it, but it's not necessary on the resume. Including soft skills like creativity and communication. Everybody says that on their resume. Yeah, oh, I am a great communicator. Yeah, right? What else did you do lately? Let's see what else you have on there that you really don't think you should. Listing personal interests, worrying about whether to list your education or experience first. Don't stress about those things, they say. Here are the 5 things that don't think are important. You don't think are important, but they really are on your resume. Listing all your job titles at the same company, using industry terms, putting details about your achievements on there, typos, mistakes in grammar, and making sure you do focus on those. You know, I was watching this show on TV. It was like, you know, one of those true crime things, and the guy narrating it, his grammar was off a few times. And I kept thinking, didn't anybody check this guy's script before he read it? You know, I have run. You know, you got to be just simple grammar things make you sound terrible. All right, 6:29 at WRJN Radio. Farm News coming up with Pam Yonke right now. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed. Well, coming up, I mistimed it. Coming up in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit it, Pam.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you got to come back during summer. You got to come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. Or, you gotta come back during summer. You gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't want to come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. For those 13 odd days, that's worth it.
At WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Friday morning, the last Friday in Standard Time. We kick in with Daylight Savings Time Sunday morning at 2 a.m. How many clocks do you have in your house? You got the stove clock, the microwave clock, you got the clock on the wall, you got the mantle clock, you got your, if you have a watch, you have a wristwatch, if you have, now I still have a VCR clock. In the living room, so I've got that. You've got your clock on your car radio. You've got your iPhone clock or your, you know, whatever clock on your phone. That's usually automatic. You got your computer clock. You got your tablet clock. You've got, if you have a PlayStation, you got a PlayStation clock. Think about it, clocks you got to change. Wow, some of them are automatic, like your computer and your iPhone, and those are generally, you know, taking care of themselves. 637 at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here today. Let's check the news for this morning. Stuart J. Wattles up late last night with the State of the Union address. He was co-hosting with Maggie Dawn last night on a lot of these civic media radio stations and commenting on the State of the Union address. So he was up late last night, but he's still up early with our news this morning. A stay-at-home mom was with her kids inside a burning Racine home Wednesday when a neighbor started banging on the door. A neighbor likely saved lives by waking up the family from a nap when their Erie Street home caught fire because the neighbor seeing smoke coming from the front porch and took action. All seven people in the home were able to get out before the fire crews arrived. Officials say there was no working smoke detector in the house. There's a benefit this weekend for the Racine father of five killed in a car crash last week. Family, friends, and co-workers of Melly Antonio gathered for a vigil near 12th and Memorial Drive this week. That's where a speeding BMW driven by Steve Ivory crossed the center line of Memorial Drive and collided with Antonio, resulting in the deaths of both drivers. A GoFundMe page has been set up to support Antonio's wife and children with an event on Sunday scheduled to help raise money. A major Racine County road project starts next week. The Highway 20 effort runs from Green Bay Road to 90th Street. It involves fixing two bridges and installing new traffic lights. Temporary closures are expected during construction, with both the Willow Road exit and entrance ramps closed for the duration. Work expected to be wrapped up by fall. And employees at the Douglas Avenue Pick and Save were able to stop a scam in progress. Caledonia police say an elderly man was spotted at the Coinstar machine attempting to convert money into cryptocurrency while on the phone. He was holding a stack of $100 bills. After some discussion, it was found out that he already had been scammed out of almost $5,000, and he had another $25,000 on him, ready to give away. Police say the scam involved a fake story claiming the victim's sons needed bail money. Oh, brother, stop with those scams already. Holy mackerel, who's falling for that stuff? I got to talk to Rick Teller's going to be in. He is our deputy chief of police in Racine. He must see this stuff all the time going on. Whoa. You know what's going to be ready in a few weeks? The Main Street Bridge. Not the Main Street Bridge. The State Street Bridge. Is that the State Street Bridge? The Main Street Bridge. State Street Bridge. Anyway, the one that's right out of downtown that's been closed for the past 2.5-3 months. It's going to be open, I think, in a couple of weeks. They said April, beginning of April. So that's good. All right. Oh, I feel so bad when people are scammed out of money. You know, their hearts are good, but they're so easily bamboozled into giving their money away. Ay vey. Please, 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 please help these people. All right. Anyway, those are the news stories. We're watching Stuart J. Wattles in our news center after a late night last night with the State of the Union address with Maggie Dawn. Glad he's up and running this morning. Always trust Stuart. He's got those news stories. Always working. The man doesn't sleep. He's got a whole family, kids and everything, and he's never sleeping. That's good for us. All right. 72% of HR managers in a survey said they think the day after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday. 32% of us have shown up late in the day after a major sporting event, and 20% have called in sick. You know, you got to say, if you call in sick after the Super Bowl, you know they know you're lying. I mean, where do you get the audacity to call in sick after the Super Bowl or after the World Series, the seventh game of the World Series? According to a behavioral psychologist, when you make plans for your weekend, even fun plans, it ruins the weekend. That's what they say. It's because once you schedule something, it makes it feel more like work. No. My plans this weekend, we're going to the Racine Theater Guild to see Now and Then. We have our season tickets. We love that. It's just like a getaway. We look so forward to going to the Racine Theater Guild. Can't wait for that. All right. Survey found the top things that annoy us about our spouses. Uh-oh. Got to be careful here. Selective listening, snoring, and being a control freak. Nope, my wife is perfect. Nothing annoys me about my wife. It is perfecto mundo. That's always the safe answer, right? Annoying trends will fade away into obscurity eventually. Here's a thread online where people are talking about cultural things that quietly went away without anybody noticing them. Waterbeds. Now, I don't know how many people were around in the 70s, but waterbeds were the thing. Everybody wanted a waterbed. Flash mobs. happened though recently. Yeah, the flash mob showing up in downtown areas at malls and so forth. Traveler's checks. When I went to overseas back in 1976, I think it was, 1976, I went to Israel and the Netherlands and brought traveler's checks with us. Remember the traveler's checks? You signed them, and then in order to cash them, you had to sign them again, and the signatures better match perfectly or you couldn't cash them. I guess they don't have traveler's checks anymore. Now you use those debit, give you the cards. Like go to a bank, you get a bank card and stuff. I guess those instead of traveler's checks. Planking. Ah. You see that on old TV shows like, old TV shows like The Office. Remember planking? It's where you lay flat somewhere. It could be on a desk or on a, cabinet. It was called planking. That didn't last long. How about those black plastic bases on 2-liter soda bottles? All right, I got a story about that. Back in the 70s, they had when they came out with these 2-liter bottles of soda, what happened was they exploded, and it happened to me. I lived on Long Island, and we just got married, my first wife and I just got married, and one day, boom, in the kitchen, we hear an explosion. Soda all over the walls, all over the floor. The bottle just exploded. It was one of those 2-liter bottles of soda. So we wash the walls down and everything. So I go back to the radio station and my copywriter says, oh, no. Let's write a letter to Pepsi. It was a bottle of Pepsi. Let's write Pepsi and tell them what happened. So she wrote this really nice letter. It was, I love Pepsi. I only drink Pepsi. If I had a baby, I'd name it Pepsi. All these things. Love Pepsi. Except in the middle of the night, the bottle exploded, which is true. It went all over the walls, all over the cabinets, which is true, it did. And it says, now we have to repaint the apartment, which isn't true. But she put that in there anyway. So a couple of weeks go by, and a limousine pulls up outside the radio station, because we put the radio station address on there, I guess. And a limousine pulls up, and I'm called down to the general manager's office. I said, what is this about? Am I getting a promotion? Did I just win $1 million? What's going on? So I go down there, and there's a man with actually two people, but there was one guy up there stood up, shook my hand. He said, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm the vice president of the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company. I got your letter, and there was my letter. He said, I have a check here to repaint your apartment. I said, wow. And I sat down. Now, keep in mind, I'm like 22 years old, 23 years old. And he said, we're very sorry. But here's a drawing of the bottle. Where did the bottle break? And I said, around the base area. It was just like it's like split right on the base. And he said, it's very important we know exactly where. So I on the drawing, I showed him. And he said, I'm going to give you a check now to repaint your apartment. Is this enough? And I said, I'll be honest with you. I just washed it. I didn't have to wind up painting. We just washed it, and it's good. He said, well, I'd like to give you something. I said, you don't owe me anything. Just the fact that you were nice enough to come down here and talk to me is all I need, and I appreciate that. He said, well, let me do this. And he pulled out an envelope full of coupons for cases and cases of Pepsi. He said, we don't want to lose anybody to our competitor. And if it means making you happy with complimentary cases of Pepsi, well, that's what it means. And he gave me these coupons for free Pepsi. Shortly after that, bottles started coming out with those black things on the bottom. Black plastic bases, because obviously mine was not the only one that exploded. And I guess the plastic wasn't strong enough. Today, it's probably a stronger plastic. They figured that. But what happened, the pressure at the bottom of these bottles was so great, they were exploding. So I, in my own way, helped change bottling in America. Yeah, they had those plastic bases for a while to hold the pressure. Yeah, but they got rid of them and... But that's my Pepsi-Cola story. I can't believe the guy came down. He was going to pay to repaint my apartment. But I was honest with him. I told him I really don't need it. I just washed the walls. But I said I was kind of excited, and it was, you wake up in the middle of the night and see soda dripping all over the place. He goes, I can imagine. He said, no. We want to take care of you. We take care of all our customers. I said, well, that's very, very nice of you. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm going to take care of you. We're excited to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage on Wednesday, August 7th. along with Riley, is going to be fellow country sensation Averiana. What a show that's going to be under the stars at the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. How'd you like to go? All right, let's give you a pair of tickets right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll give the first two callers each a pair of tickets to go see Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair. Should be nice, eh? 262-634-9756. If you get a busy thing, it'll keep going because I only have one phone line. And when I talk to one person, then I got to, you know, hang up and get to the, you know, next caller. 262-634-9756. We've been giving away a lot of State Fair tickets lately. What a WRJN welcoming everybody to the Wisconsin State Fair. I think so. All right. 648 WRJN coming up a little after the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Rick Teller. He is deputy chief here in Racine from the Racine Police Department, but that's not why he's here. He and his wife help out with the summer camp for kids. It's called the Royal... Whoa, that hurt my ears. It's called the Royal Family Kids Camp. We'll tell you all about that and how you can help send some foster kids to summer camp and let them be kids this summer. That's coming up, all right? 648 WRJN Radio. Rain today with a high near 41. Rain tonight, lows around 34. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow. Wow. And turning partly sunny, highs near 42. I don't think you need a snow shovel. It's not that kind of snow. Sunny on Sunday, a gorgeous day with a high near 44. And right now, we have 42 degrees with a cloudy sky, but it's nice. I stuck my beak out the front door a little while ago. It's gorgeous out there. Nice and crisp and clean and, feels good. Get some fresh air this morning, all right? I'm Don Rosen, and you are at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. A civic media station. I mistimed that again. How did I do that two times in a row? I must be slipping here. All right, 262-634-9756. Call up for those tickets. Favorite, so I can't find it. Sweet Hitchhiker by Creedence. I was looking through our library here, and it's got to be in there somewhere, but I couldn't find it. All right, you know, some people forget about their memory every once in a while. It slips on them, and they say, oh, no, I'm losing my memory. Well, good for this guy for losing his memory. A 67-year-old guy in Michigan happy about being more forgetful at his old age. Last month, he couldn't remember he had purchased a lottery ticket, so he bought a second one with the same set of numbers. And, of course, just like you thought, it hit for $110,000, and now he has $220,000 because he couldn't remember he bought the tickets. I hear four things restaurant servers will judge you for, beside how much tip you leave them. Moving the babies without asking. Not washing your hands after touching the menu. Oof. Sending the perfectly fine food back because it's not what you expected. I got to tell you something. We had a woman working here at the radio station. I love her. She's a great lady, and I always loved hanging around her. But whenever we went out to dinner, or lunch rather, here at the radio station, she always sent her food back, no matter what. This isn't the way I liked it. I said, here, let me get my food on the table. Once my food's on, I don't care if you turn your food back. But I don't want anybody spitting in my food, changing it around. So once mine's on the table, and invariably, I want to send this back. My food's not here yet. Don't send it back. They'll take it out on me. And she always did that. I haven't seen her in years, but I'm sure she's still sending her food back. Also, leaving gross stuff behind for them to clean up, like used tissues and dirty diapers. Has anybody left a dirty diaper on the table after they ate at the restaurant? Ugh, that's gross. That person should be banned from going to a restaurant. Who would leave a dirty diaper on the table? Our guy on TikTok went to McDonald's drive-thru to get a McMuffin. When he looked in his bag, he found $5,000 cash. It was supposed to go to the bank. Instead of keeping it, he turned it in. They ended up giving a $200 reward for being honest and free McDonald's for a month. All right. Pays to be honest. Plus, you shouldn't keep money anyway. It doesn't belong to you. Deputy Chief Rick Taylor's here. Did you hear that story happen at Pick and Save up in Caledonia on Douglas Avenue?
I don't know that I did.
Okay. Did you hear me talk about it at all? Okay.
Not this morning.
All right. Stuart J. Waddles gave us the story here. And this has to be more common than we think. And I kind of feel bad for this person here because
you're talking about the guy that tried to get scammed or was getting scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happens a lot.
This guy had $25,000 cash on him. And he was going to put it in that Coinstar or change the money around to Bitcoin or some crazy thing like that. I can't believe that people are that gullible where they would do stuff like that.
It is a very, very common scam.
But how do people fall for this stuff? How do you say, oh, gee, they need my money. I'm going to give them $25,000 in a Coinstar machine to Pick and Save. I mean, you can't be. Who's that gullible? You know, I remember when I lived in New York. You know, you see people, old people sitting on the street. You give them a couple of, bucks. You throw it in there and stuff. It's harmless. You give them $2. And then, especially if they're older people, I gave. And you could see who the people are who need it and stuff. But if I saw some guy with a sign, and I used to see them outside the Regency Mall right there on Green Bay Road. They used to stand there with a sign, "We'll work for food." And you know they don't want to work for food. They just want the money. And so one day I park out there. And I was eating my lunch, and they put the sign in the bushes, and a new guy came, like a shift change, and took the sign, "We'll work for food." Ugh, scamming people out of money. They have people on not Facebook, but, they put the videos up there. And they were watching this woman, and she was in tattered clothing, and she was on the street, with a cup, and this was in Florida, I think. And after a while, she took the cup full of money and she went back to her brand new car in a McDonald's parking lot and got in the car. And this guy backed in back of her to hold her there and she called the people at McDonald's. This woman didn't buy anything. She was parked in your lot. There's a sign right there for customers only. Go call the police. And they did call the police on her. What a scam. People can't work for an honest dollar. They got to scam you out of your hard-earned dollar. And I feel so bad for this guy. And he's among us. He went to the Pick and Save in Caledonia on Douglas Avenue. He's got to be within listening range of us this morning.
Right.
If he is, hold on to your money. Don't give it to anybody except me if I come up to you. Never a problem. I feel so bad for older people when they get scammed, and you hear that a lot. You must hear that a lot.
Do hear it a lot. A lot of email scams that people responding to an emergency that they see in their email and, this account's being canceled. Your electricity's going to be cut off. We've got a warrant out for your arrest. All these are very common scams.
I see that all the time on my junk mail on my phone. Your Netflix account has been canceled. Your, click here now. First of all, I don't have a Netflix account. And all these accounts say, this account's being canceled. Well, I don't have that account either. Your Peacock Plus account is being canceled. Well, I don't have that either. But good for my email company, which they know to put these things on the scam junk thing. But people click on those things all the time. I told this story yesterday. A radio station I worked at in Lake Geneva. I guess somebody clicked on in one of those emails and had a timer on it. And 3 months later, everything in the station went dark.
Hmm.
It was a Russian hacker. They closed down the station. They erased all the computers, and they said, for $80,000, we'll give you the codes to get your station back online again. So they called the FBI in because radio stations are federally run, and they paid about $20,000. They got them down in price. But still, people just you don't click on stuff. You know, even if my son sends me stuff, I don't click on it till I say, did you send this? He said, yeah. Then I might click on it. But yeah, I don't trust anybody. All right, we're going to be talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp with Rick coming up in just a few moments here. Tell you how you can get 4 tickets to see the Bucks and Celtics play at the Five Serve Forum. I was told once, never say the. It's just Five Serve Forum. We'll get to the VIP treatment. That's coming up shortly. 658 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Stay where you are.